Welcome to another great American day. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and the rest of the people that helped me put this program together are here to help you have an amazing day. It's Tuesday of what, one more day or two more days of this month?
I think just two more days.
30 days have November?
Yeah.
All right. So today and tomorrow, and it's Kaputsky.
That's right.
So all the bills that you have to pay before the end of the month better start planning on where that...
Uh-oh.
Right.
Yeah. What a way to start the day.
Where's that cash going to come? Oh, wait a minute. We're supposed to have a good day. What better way to start the day than to take a trip, see our friends in China, and find out what's new in China.
And I do love Chinese.
All right, so are you ready for this? 800-510-8255. Are you ready to buy your vaccines with the stamp made in China on them?
No.
The world is to get ready for a new made in China product. Yes, vaccines. Stretch your mind out. China's vaccine makers are gearing up, and they are going to start pushing exports of their vaccines that they say will lower the costs of life-saving immunization for the world's poor and provide major new competition for the Western pharmaceutical companies. However, there's always a however.
Mm-hmm.
May take a little time before you're ready to embrace Chinese products when it comes to this sort of stuff. Melamine in the milk, lead in the toys, and now what's going to be in your vaccine that you buy?
Just stick it straight in our veins now, right?
Right, yeah, exactly. Instead of sticking it up our butts, they're going to stick it in our veins.
Ugh.
China's entry into this market will be a game changer, says the head of one of the pharmaceutical alliances. Buying this particular group buys vaccines for 50 million children a year around the world. So what do you think the American drug companies... I have no use for the big pharma company. You know that. I have no use for them whatsoever. I think they're part of what is really a many-faceted problem with business and its connection to politics. So can the Chinese use that, knowing our culture, against us? Would you buy... Here's the question. Ready, Jennifer?
Yes.
Question is, would you buy a vaccine? If your doctor comes to you, Dr. Schmerdley here, I have this new Chinese vaccine.
Hello, Dr. Schmerdley.
Yes, Dr. Schmerdley has a new vaccine that comes from China. Would you let him stick it in your arm or stick it in your butt?
Oh, that's tough because I like to trust what my doctors say, even though you hate that.
You don't like... You don't like you. Chinese vaccine.
That's I don't know that I would like a Chinese vaccine, though, but I can't tell you that I know where my vaccines are coming from other than these pharmaceutical companies.
Yes.
And then, are they any better than China, really?
Yeah, that's the question. Would you allow your doctor to give you a shot knowing that the vaccine he was using comes from China? 800-510-8255. China's vaccine-making prowess capturing attention. One of the companies over there developing the first effective vaccine against swine flu in 87 days.
Hmm.
And that was a couple of years ago when the swine flu was all over the place.
Now, is it like Chinese food? Does it keep you full for about, or does it keep you well for about a day and then you're sick for a week?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I wouldn't want this just because I don't trust the Chinese.
You don't trust any vaccine, though, really.
I don't like vaccines, period. Right. You're right about that.
So
there's nothing new here.
Right.
Just another person trying to stick you and make money out of it, whether it's
literally
less money. Yeah. 800-510-8255. Be interesting to see how our Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, deals with this. 30 companies in China are producing vaccines now. They've been making, over the last couple of years, over 1 billion doses of whatever. The Chinese vaccines are selling overseas in some countries. But this is a... their Food and Drug Administration. Ours doesn't inspire confidence. Imagine what their food and drug group is all about. The Chinese produced a cough syrup in 2007 that killed 93 people in Central America.
Ooh.
They sold a contaminated blood thinner, leading to the deaths of dozens of people in various parts of South America. Actually, I think some people were killed in America.
Wow.
With the tainted milk powder. We know that.
I remember that, yeah.
Right. So, what do you think? Thumbs up or thumbs down on Chinese vaccine? I mean, this is like throwing red meat into a lion's den, I suppose. What is,
I know.
Is somebody going to call and say, yeah, I support the Chinese? Nobody's going to call and say that.
You never know, though. Because on one side, if it works, I don't care if it where it's made necessarily, if it's something I desperately need.
Mm.
You know, if we've just been, think about being on 24, Doug. Yes. Let's just say they release a big, huge nuclear explosion, and this is the only vaccine that's available to give us a shot, and it was made in China. Mm. Do I take it? Yeah, probably, and I take my chances.
Yeah. All right. That's Jennifer's read on it. How about yours?
But if it's like the flu shot from China, probably not.
Right. The World Health Organization is approving of China's drug safety authority, even though I just went through all of the things they've done wrong. So what does that tell you about the World Health Organization? Their medical officer for immunization, Dr. Yvonne Houghton, said the approval of the Chinese Drug Regulatory Agency is not a blank check. Every vaccine will be evaluated rigorously.
Hmm.
All right, so they're sending their inspectors over there. For China, this is a good way for them to do what they do with everything else. Make it cheaper and sell it on the world market. So what's your first reaction to the Chinese manufacturing and exporting vaccines? They have actually a partnership. Some of the drug companies in China have a partnership with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, developing new health and farming products for poor countries. That's being done in China right now. So you think they've done their homework? 800-510-8255. John's in Collins, Mississippi. What do you think, John?
Well, I've been more worried about how perverse the world is and money hungry everybody is that you receive the vaccines, the cheaper ones, and still get charged the higher prices.
Oh.
That's true.
An idea.
Yeah.
Haven't thought about it that way. Yes. It's, after all, open season. If you can buy something cheaper over there and sell it, who's going to know, as Jennifer suggested?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to know where the vaccine came from unless you're smart enough to say to the doctor, hey, Dr. Schmerdley, may I see the vial that you're using so I know where this drug came from? Dr. Schmerdley will say, what's the matter? You don't trust me? And you can say, Dr. Schmerdley, I just want to verify. What's that old expression? Trust and verify, or something like that. Or verify, whatever it is. Get the information. Know what you're being charged so that John's prediction doesn't come true. You're not getting charged. And by the way, I suppose the other side of it is, you look at the profits of the big drug companies. So the Chinese maybe are just as good at this, but they'll charge less because they'll sell more.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's
yep.
what they want to do. They want to put everybody else out of business.
Out of business except for us, yep.
Out of business. All right, so you take them, you use them, you, I guess you take your chances. 800-510-8255, would you take your chances with Chinese vaccines? Here's something that is not taking a chance on anything. As a matter of fact, you're taking a chance not using this product, the Master Omega 3 Blend. This omega-3 supplement that helps support absorption, helps support your heart, helps support your brain, helps support your joints. Did I say help support? Help
that's
support,
you.
Yes.
Yeah. Support, whatever.
The point here is that Master Omega-3 is something that really is good. I'm taking it, and you ought to take it as well. We all know about the properties of omega-3s, how important they are to just general overall health and well-being. Here's a way for you to try a free bottle of Master Omega 3 right now by calling 800-359-7904 and hurry up about it. You'll get a free bottle. Maybe what you do is you get a free bottle of that, and they're also offering a free bottle of Green Supreme Multi from Physician's Choice. You get that, and you know, maybe you'll call and use or get one of your friends to call and get enough of this stuff to put in people's stockings for Christmas. What a bad idea? No, what a good idea. Free bottles of Master Omega 3 and free bottles of Green Supreme Multi at 800-359-7904. Call that number now. Tell him Doug Steffen sent you. He wants you to have a free bottle of Green Supreme Multi, great multivitamin, and a free bottle of Master Omega 3. They're giving away while supplies last at 800-359-7904. It's nothing but common sense. That's all this is. Why wouldn't you want to get a couple of free bottles of very important things to supplement what you're eating and make your body healthier? Well-being is what they're all about, and so am I. You'll pay a shipping and handling fee, and that's it. Free bottle now of Master Omega 3 and Green Supreme Multi at 800-359-7904.
It's the Toys R Us 50% off sale, and it's one day only, this Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Don't miss huge store-wide savings like 50% off top toys from Fisher-Price, Nintendo DS, Fastlane, and more. Plus, earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. And now, take time to pay with layaway. Save big this Wednesday, only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Store hours may vary. Certain restrictions apply for layaway and offers. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist fakie with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I didn't.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple's Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Speaking of Facebook, we have the picture. We have the question of as to whether or not you would use Chinese vaccines. Check it out, Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
If I want to get to close to somebody, I ask them if they like Jimmy Dean's breakfast sausage.
Yeah, that's a great pickup line. <there. laughs>
Hey, how you doing? Perfect. You like Jimmy Dean's sausage?
How about Dudley Stephens sausage?
Oh, nice.
It's good for breakfast in the morning or a late night snack or any time in between.
Story is a couple of hours ago, a giant story broke about Herman Cain. You may not know this yet, but today a woman came forward to say that she and Herman Cain had a 13-year-long sexual relationship.
Yeah,
Cain denied the allegation, saying, "Anyone who knows me knows I would never have sex with a woman who wanted it."
Well, folks, until the holiday season has officially started. In fact, today I saw Herman Cain wearing his mistletoe belt buckle. Yeah, he was on his hat.
Well, you know it now, you see.
You folks don't know this because it just happened like 3 hours ago. But more problems with Herman Cain. Yet another woman has come forward. This woman claims she had a 13-year affair with the Republican candidate. 13 years. You know what that means? While he was fooling around with those four other women, he was cheating on his mistress. Go!
It's just now getting silly. There's four women have accused Herman Cain, a Republican candidate for president, accused him of the vigorous and inappropriate groping. Vigorous and inappropriate groping. Nothing worse than a lethargic groping. You got to have some. Oh, vigor. Yeah, you want a little. And if this guy's not elected president, he can always work at airport security.
All right. So we got the Herman Cain stuff with this woman, Ms. White. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Herman Cain.
He predicted it. I'm so sad because I really like Herman. Yeah, I really, really do. Of course, so does every other woman. But.
Yeah, right. Apparently.
But the one thing that made me sad is that he predicted this. Remember when he was saying there'll be more that come out, so he knew this one was coming.
Yeah. All right. So here we have this kind of stuff, and then there's another child sexual abuse scandal brewing at Syracuse University.
Mm.
Yesterday, the ladies of the View talked about this, and this is probably as good a background. If you haven't heard the story yet, you've been under a rock for the past 24 to 36 hours. But here they talk about this new twist.
So Syracuse is now the latest college that is rocked by a child sex abuse charge scandal. Assistant basketball coach Bernie Fine was fired after three men accused him of sexually abusing them as children. The most damning evidence may be from his own wife, Lori, who was secretly recorded by an accuser, Bobby Davis, in 2002. Now, take a look at this.
I know everything that went on. You know, I know everything that went on with him. Funny as it is, maybe that he's not aware of, but he and idiot. And you trust somebody, you shouldn't trust.
Are they going to eliminate everyone into?
No. I think they can like it. What would you want you to do? You can be honest with me.
Well, you know, when it first of all, you grab me and they're, you know,
All right, Jennifer, maybe we should call an editor for a moment here. What's happening in this, what they say is going on is,
I understand, all right, Michael, just dumped out of, the story unfolds that the wife of the Syracuse coach had sex with one of his alleged victims.
Oof.
Did you hear that, that side of it?
No.
I should probably use the head relations.
Yes.
With
that's what they say. Yeah,
this stuff is so weird. And why is it that we are, is it that we're sexually repressed in this country? Are we sexually naive, sexually immature? All of these things going on. And if these things are as public as they are, how much of this stuff is going on that nobody knows about?
That we would be shocked to know about.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Oy. All right, well, I promise some good news on the other side of the bottom of the hour. It's 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Sure, the e-readers are practically everywhere these days, but in my opinion, nothing beats an old-fashioned brick-and-mortar bookstore to get to know a city. In New York, the most famous independent bookstore may be the Strand. It's a great experience just to browse through the store's collection of used books and rare titles. But don't just stop there. Head over the Williamsburg Bridge to Word Bookstore in Brooklyn. They've also got a huge selection as well as in-store events with local authors and musicians. One of my favorite places, Books and Books in Miami. They have both coffee table books and, well, you guessed it, coffee. So you can visit the Lincoln Avenue store to browse books on art, fashion, and architecture, and then peruse them over a drink in the center of South Beach. In San Francisco, City Lights Books has been a landmark since 1953. Founded by the Beatniks, the store now operates its own publishing company and nonprofit too. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. Satansshow.com.
It's 33 after the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let's do a quickie quiz, shall we? 800-510-8255. The average person has how many thousand hairs on his or her head?
Well, I've counted all of mine.
Good
I
for
know
you.
This.
800-510-8255. The average person has how many hairs on his or her head? It's interesting because this is an average. Some colors have more hair than other colors.
I think blondes have more hair than brunette.
That's true.
Yes.
But this is an average. We're looking for an average, the average number, average person, within 10,000 hairs, one way or another. How many hairs, hopefully it's not singular for you.
How many hairs
How many hairs do you have on your head? 800-510-8255.
And no fair if you're bald calling in to say zero, because no prize
That's
for
not
that.
True, because everybody's got some hair on his head one way or another.
They always have fuzz.
Even if you shave your head, you have hair underneath there. So we want to know how many the average, how many hairs the average person has on his or her head. You have 5 minutes to count the hair on your head. Let's see how fast you can make that work for you. 800-510-8255 for a swell prize. Meanwhile, we do have some good news today.
Good news blowing
Although it's buried among the other things like good sexual news, abuse scandals. Let's get to appropriate information. The Dow Jones Industrial Average picked itself up from the worst Thanksgiving week since 1942. And went up, I said yesterday I thought it would go up 400 points, went up 300 and some odd points.
Very good, very good.
So, yeah, well, I'm sometimes right, sometimes I'm not. Europe did well, America did well. Mostly, the hike is due to Black Friday and the anticipation that Cyber Monday would be good. And apparently it was. Contrary to earlier expectations, the global economy not dying, not out of the woods yet, but not dying. All of the people that write the naysaying columns and who look at things and want to make you really feel badly, that's their professional, that's their job. They want to make you feel like crud.
Right.
And so, oh, everything's going to hell. There are a lot of problems
no question about it, and perhaps new approaches are needed to solve those problems. But at any rate, there's that item of interest. Here's something else that I find. I think this is good. The presidential elections, or actually they're not presidential elections. It's a historic, I love the way the news media puts this, an historic vote in Egypt. Well, they had voting when Mubarak was in. It's kind of like Saddam Hussein. They called Iraq a democracy because there was a vote. If you didn't vote for Saddam Hussein, you got shot. That's
right.
That's how it works, right?
You get to vote.
Yeah, right. Vote for me or boom. It wasn't quite that bad in Egypt when Mubarak was there, but pretty close. He would intimidate, or members of his family would intimidate other would-be politicians or other politicians who would be seeking the presidency to make sure that they didn't vote. And I'm not sure about how women... Did women vote in Egypt, or did they before? I know they did in this election.
Yeah, they did. I think it was a big deal because it was their first time,
yeah,
I think.
Right, yeah. And the traditional garb, the burqas and anything, the only thing that... you could see a woman was her eyes. Imagine. Mm-hmm. I said that we were so...
Oh, I would so not fit in. I would not fit in over there.
You know, it's... I was saying that Europe is far ahead of us when it comes to sort of sexual liberation and all of these things that go on here, where they go on there. It's just the opposite when you go down to the Middle East. We look like...
Way behind. I know.
Yeah. And it's just... It's all about control and power. That's all it is. Men dominating and wanting power. Are there any women running for any offices in Egypt? Probably not, but at least if they're...
Right. They just got the vote. How could you know?
Right.
I mean, it's incredible to me. And, you know, that's what really kind of... When you think about where you were born and how lucky we are that we were born in the States,
puts
it in perspective, especially as a woman. I mean, the stuff that I take for granted every day would not be something that I could even think about doing if I lived in wherever in the Middle East.
The last vote under Mubarak was held about a year ago. They were cracking down on the Muslim Brotherhood because they didn't want any of their party members to get any vote. Mm-hmm. So now they have, obviously everything's open. Prospect of casting ballots in a fair election has drawn a lot of voters to the polls there. It's a two-day thing, yesterday and today. And I was looking at an interview with somebody who lived in Cairo, who was interviewed. She said, I know these are going to be fair elections. There were long lines in most of the working class districts of Cairo. Well, somebody else said, we feel the Egyptian vote now has weight. So even though, yeah, there are misgivings, there are mixed feelings. They're worried about the police and it being a military state. I don't think they know a whole lot about some of these people who are running, it appears. But the dead bodies aside, I think, 42 people have died in all of this stuff over there, the protests, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It's a parliamentary type of government. It's not the same exact form of government that we have here. But the fact they're having elections, I think, is a good thing. Let's see
it's
what happens.
It's a good happens. Thing. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so other items that are of interest. Here's a good item for mothers who are breastfeeding. If you are not aware, yet you're breastfeeding because you're thinking that it's benefiting your child, which of course it does. The best way for children to come into the world is to be breastfed. But there also is news that breastfeeding is tied to lower blood pressure. The risk of having high blood pressure.
And it makes you lose weight, too, I think, which probably goes along with that.
Right. Yeah. So that has to be a happy news, good news. Happy people live longer. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Happy people is a stat that was out.
How come old people are always miserable then?
That's a good question. All right, speaking of good questions, Michael, what's the big idea here? Michael Forty is answering your question. Your calls at 800-510-8255. The question is, how many hairs do you have on your head as the average person? How many you have? Blondes have the most hair. Mm-hmm. Redheads have the least.
Hmm.
Now, if you're interested in checking this out, you can go to the Gale Book of Averages. You know, we were talking last week at this time about the Guinness Book of World Records and how many people had jumped on the bandwagon to do, there were 300,000 people involved in that crazy stuff just to get their name in the Guinness Book of World Records. All right, so now along comes the Gale Book of Averages, which is packed with facts that amaze. I'm looking at some of these other things here. Americans consume 90 acres of pizza a day.
Oh, my God.
98
That's a lot
years.
Of pizza.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
All right, let's see here. Right-handed people live an average of 75 years, but left-handed people live an average of 65. That's not good.
Yay!
What, we're right-handed. You're right-handed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm blonde, so I have lots of hair, and I'm in a little long
right.
time.
What is this is an average. Average. I thought the average age was up to like 79.8.
I thought so, too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a little higher than this, even. Do you know how, this is a great trivia question, actually. Another great trivia question. How, as I look through this book, at what speed does rain fall? Isn't that fascinating? Who ever thought of that?
30 miles an hour.
No.
Higher or lower?
Lower.
10 miles an hour.
A little lower than that.
Oh, 5 miles an hour.
Too low. Anyway.
All right. 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah. It's actually 7. Raindrops fall about 7 miles an hour. This is great stuff.
Plunk.
Great conversational stuff. Americans eat 90 acres of pizza a day. And did you know that kissing burns calories? I think you knew that, right?
I did know that.
Any of that.
Especially
any...
the way I kiss.
Really? What a tease that is. What a tease. Here's a shocking fact to chew on. The average termite lives to a ripe old age of 20 years. Termites live 20, yeah. Didn't know that. So that's from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file. All right, I'm not giving up on this. I'll give you, this is the threat. I'll give you 2 more minutes to come up with the answer to this question.
I'm coming in after you.
For a swell prize. The average person has how many hairs on his or her head? 800-510-8255. The Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, bringing you this portion of the Good Day program. It's a smart way to save on ink, and it's available at Kodak.com.
It's the Toys R Us 50% off sale, and it's one day only, this Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Don't miss huge store-wide savings like 50% off top toys from Fisher-Price, Nintendo DS, Fastlane, and more. Plus, earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. And now, take time to pay with layaway. Save big this Wednesday, only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Store hours may vary. Certain restrictions apply for layaway and offers. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than 2 big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior Water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud Print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looked so smart. This week at Office Max, save $30 on a Kodak Hero 3.1 all-in-one printer. This week only at Office Max. Valid through Saturday, December 3rd. Lowest total ink replacement cost as compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255 joins Richie, Jennifer, and me. We're talking about the good news of the day. Here's a story that you can follow at DougStefan.com today, the story of a man who walked into a Sears store in downtown Seattle. He admitted, he confessed to stealing money from the store 40 years ago.
Wow.
And he paid back the money.
Wow.
With interest.
That's great. Good.
This old guy walks in.
Bed?
Well, he left the envelope. I don't know how, if he was in his 40s and this happened in his 40s, he got to be pretty old, right? He says in a note that he leaves for the manager, left it on the service counter, and $100 bills in the envelope. During the late 40s, I stole some money when I was working here. It was about $20. I want to pay you back the money with interest. I think his conscience has been bothering him for 60 years, says the store manager, you think?
So is this awesome?
Is this heartwarming? Or is this just another sign?
He's making amends.
Yeah, it's like early Christmas time. This sort of thing happens a lot. The security cameras got this guy in the video, but they won't release the picture. Why would you?
Yeah, for 20 bucks.
Yeah, they're respecting his privacy, too.
Store plans to put the money toward helping families that they adopt during the holiday season. So what possibly could be wrong with that under the circumstances, right? Good news story at DougStefan.com. The essence of how many hairs are on your head. Richie's got a lot of hair, Jennifer. You have a lot of hair.
Mm-hmm.
I have all my hair. Richie's happy to point out that there are a couple of spots in it when the cameras hit me the wrong way that show light back.
Yeah, you do have a pretty good head of hair, though.
There's a reflection.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Why do you take so much pleasure in... I can tell there's a smile on your face. Why do you take such pleasure in thinking that I've lost a little hair here and there? Why does that
Because
you?
I can. And when I'm there... and I know by looking at
That's
my
fair
head
enough.
When
That's
he
a,
was...
Your father had a great head of hair.
Yeah, and he was older than you, so I should be okay.
Yeah, you'll be fine, Richard. Yeah. Be okay. 800-510-8255. Michael's in Enid, Oklahoma. Hi, Michael. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Have I given you enough time for you to count the number of hairs on your head?
Well, actually, I was in the shower, so it was a little more difficult. They were sticking together.
All right, but did you watch any of them go down the drain?
More every day.
Count them on the soap. That's where they always end up.
Yeah, no kidding. Is it 111,000?
It's very close to that, as a matter of fact. 110,000. We'll give you, you're within 1,000. The average person has 110,000 hairs on his or her head. Blondes have an average of 140,000. What I want to know is who the heck counted these hairs? Who sat down and for the benefit of
somebody
they
in
count
college?
One square millimeter and then they
multiply that out.
Yeah.
Redheads only average about 90.
They got the guy from Monk to do it.
Tony Shalhoub.
That's an interesting point.
I like you. And you're our cleanest caller ever, by the way.
Yes, right.
Jump
right. Do you have one of those radios in the shower that you can listen to?
I do not.
Don't have. But so you were listening to the radio when you jumped out of the shower, you're listening to the radio.
Yeah, I keep a clock radio actually in the bathroom, but not one of those that's in the shower.
Okay, well, I'm going to fix that problem for you. I'm going to give you a Sea Crane radio as a result of your doing such a wonderful job here. You are familiar with me talking about Sea Crane and how good it is. Perhaps you've been smart enough even to call Sea Crane at 800-522-TUNE to get a good radio. Is the station that you listen to us on AM or FM?
It's an AM station.
All right, so now you're going to be hearing us so much better, courtesy of the folks at Sea Crane. All right, is that a good deal for Christmas?
Sounds great. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, we appreciate you. Thank you. Hold on just a second.
Dear babies and mama, everywhere now. Show it, show it.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
The hour. Now, you've gotten your first demerit of the day. There is this, that so-called drop. We have these musical interludes that exchange time and warp speed from the commercials to what we're going to talk about next. And I'm trying to break you of your habit of, I don't ever hear that when Michael is in charge of pushing the buttons. That whatever that is that you're playing in the background,
it's
which I
Sheryl
find,
Crow.
I've been listening
against Sheryl Crow.
I don't have anything
like
against
her.
Sheryl Crow.
One of the
you
most
always
popular
twist
singers,
and turn this stuff around so that you try to make me look
I'm
like a blagger. Yes, you are.
Don't play that
I don't
song.
Like
Sheryl
that
Crow.
Because
I ask you what's
I've been listening
Sheryl
to
Crow.
That for probably as long as you and I have been together. It's annoying.
No, you haven't. It came out in
I don't care. It's annoying.
98. Yeah.
I like something upbeat. Happy, that doesn't, that gets me into a bad place. Whatever that is, that music gets me into a, down low it goes.
Hold on, I got you.
Very
I got you
slowly.
Here you go.
Well, yes! All right, 55 past the hour. See how well Richie, but it doesn't even have to be, I don't really like the, when we come back, I like the instrumental stuff because then I can talk over it. But when I
just wanted to give you something upbeat and fun.
Thank you. Before we get to our technology, Taylor.
Right.
That's very good, Richie. Have you heard about Apple's new twist on shopping from your iPhone? There is new technology. Apple is ahead of the curve again. Alex Goldfein will explain how easy it is for you to shop from your iPhone next year on Good Day.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Guess which retailer makes more money per square foot of store space than any other?
Apple. It nearly doubles the store in second place, which is Tiffany's, which, by the way, sells diamonds and platinum, decidedly higher-priced goods than iPhones. Recently, Apple began a new service, which allows you to buy online and then pick up at the Apple Store. This is a relatively old option, as retailers have been doing it for years. But, of course, Apple system has a twist. You buy a product online, then you go to the store to pick it up. And every employee at the store knows you've entered the store. They know exactly where you are at every moment, where you're moving to, and what you bought. They know because your iPhone tells them. This allows Apple Store employees to bring out your purchase to you without you ever asking or talking to anyone. Wow. Now, there are privacy issues here, but it's only at the store. And the technology is cool and interesting and helpful enough that I'm okay with this. Talk about using technology to improve your service. I'm Alex Goldfein.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was kid high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so let's talk about Cyber Monday, Richie. Started, remember, what, a dozen years ago as a marketing ploy?
Sure.
It has become a self-fulfilling prophecy
for
retailers. If you're not selling online, you are losing. There was so much money spent online, not only yesterday, so-called Cyber Monday, which is just a news media hack, you know, another ploy, or all weekend long. It started on Thanksgiving. The interesting thing is this is how clever, I don't know if they're clever or they're just lucky, but on Thanksgiving Day, when there was a lot of arguing about whether the stores ought to be open or not and whether people ought to go to work or not.
People are buying online.
People were crazy online on Thursday because they had the time. They knew
many. You don't
many,
have to leave home?
No. And many
you,
people
Jennifer?
Know
I
what
did.
They
on
do.
On Friday, I did all my shopping online.
You did?
Yep.
So you didn't do it on Thursday. You did it on Friday.
No, but I will actually tell you, I think the deals I got on Friday were better than the Cyber Monday deals I saw yesterday.
Yeah, Cyber Monday has become a big ploy. It's a big scam. It's just another one of those people who fall for this stuff are amazing. Roberta will tell you, who's probably the best at this, Roberta Fasinelli. You can check her out with her Queen of Cheapbox at DougStefan.com. He has all the daily deals there. That these things, there's a lot of hidden stuff around. And on Thanksgiving Day, there were tons of special deals. So if you fell for waiting until yesterday, you probably lost. I mean, you may have done what you wanted. Maybe you weren't worried about saving money. You just want to get it all done. But boy, was there action there yesterday. Wowie zowie. 59 past the hour on Good Day.